By this time, I'd spent 7 years at university and felt we should do something practical. So Drever, the prof, had suggested a couple of research jobs in psychology. He was friendly with this guy called Alistair Heron, who was the director of Medical Research Council unit in Liverpool, studying ageing. They wanted someone to do general experimental psychology of ageing, so that seemed quite interesting. So I kind of applied for that and was actually offered a position. But at the same time, I guess I was feeling I should do something, get in, some, make some money and make up for lost time or whatever. So I also applied for a job in the research side of a big advertising company in London and was offered that job as well. I accepted the advertising job and turned down the Liverpool job. And then in a couple of days, the advertising guy phoned up and with great embarrassment say that unfortunately his budget had not come through as he'd hoped. So unfortunately he couldn't now offer me a position. So I had to get on the phone rather rapidly to the Liverpool people and say, is the job still open? And slightly grumblingly they agreed. So then in 1960, I guess in the September of 1960, went down to Liverpool and started. And the way that the MRC worked in those days, they had a number of research groups in a whole variety of medical related topics around Britain. With a first degree, they didn't have the concept of graduate students as such, but you were taken on as a junior scientist or something. You were a member of staff, member of scientific staff, I think would probably be the designation. But I think in all cases, these units were associated with a particular university, Cambridge or Oxford, or in this case, Liverpool. And the deal was you could register for a PhD at the university. So the setup was that you're basically employed as a kind of research assistant, if you like, to help in the projects that were being run by the unit. But at the same time, you could spend roughly half of your time doing work which you put forward for a PhD. And the assumption was that these would be congenial, they wouldn't be doing something entirely different.
Yeah.
So you'd be doing something, in my case, in aging towards a PhD for University of Liverpool.